RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
301-230-0980 is the number here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Coming up in about 12 minutes, our pal Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast, going to join us. We get his thoughts on the injury report for the Burgundy and Gold. For just now joining us, man, it is not looking good. Terry McLaurin already ruled out. Noah Brown already ruled out. Sam Cosmi already ruled out. Deebo Samuel and Mikey Samer still DNPs for the second consecutive day. Mikey dealing with a knee. Deebo dealing with a heel injury. Both are expected to travel with the team to L.A. So they're taking that as a good sign. I don't know if it's a good sign. Just because you travel. If you're a DNP for two consecutive days, Wednesday and Thursday. If you're a full participant Friday, obviously you would look like you're going to play. I would hope that that is the case. But if they're not at least limited tomorrow, then I don't think they play. Or maybe we get our first game time decision of the year. We haven't used that injury designation yet to this point. Maybe there'll be game time decisions. But the bottom line is if you have to go into Sunday against this defense, talking about the LA Chargers, who have clearly been a top five defense in the NFL this year, you can make the argument they've been the best defense in the NFL. If you've got to go up against that group without your top three wide receivers, I'm going to have a hard time picking you. It's going to be a real interesting pregame show coming up Sunday from Honor Brewing in Sterling. Myself, Denton Day, make sure you check us out there for each and every away game for the Washington Commanders. But holy heck, the idea of not having your top three wide receivers is tough, to say the least. I want to get to our guy, Kevin Sheehan. And if you all listen to me regularly over here and over on The Fan, Kevin Sheehan is someone I have on my shows all the time. Been a big fan of his work for a long, long time. But he said something yesterday that definitely got my attention. Here is Kevin Sheehan on a potential fix to the Washington Commanders secondary.
For me, in looking at the coverage, the worst cover guy, whether it's because of motions, whether it's because of scheme, but even when he is lined up and playing press, Marshon Lattimore has been the weakest corner for this team. And yes, it's not looking great in terms of, you know, the trade, which, again, I would never go back in 2020 hindsight, this thing. I loved the trade in the moment. I thought this is a recalibration of the recalibration. They should be going for it. And it's not a rental. If it had been a rental, I would have had a problem with it in the moment. It wasn't a rental. This guy had contract life left. And the issue with him was just being healthy. Wasn't healthy last year, is healthy this year, and isn't performing at a high level. I'm not discounting the real possibility that part of this is on scheme, play calling, etc. I think there's probably some of that involved. But if you ask me for one thing that I wouldn't have a problem if they ended up doing it, it would be to bench Marshon Lattimore, move Sanristil outside, and bring in Igben Ogeni to play the slot as he did last year before the trade.
Wow. Now, I agree with most of what Kevin said. I think Marshawn would be the first one to admit it. He has not played his best football this year. But I think the numbers even tell you who's been the worst corner this year for Washington. I don't know if that guy is Marshon Lattimore. I don't know if it's fair to isolate and single out one member of the secondary and go, see, it's his fault. When you have as many coverage busts across the defense as Washington does, to just single out one player in particular, I don't think it's particularly fair. I don't. Now, here are the numbers when it comes to Marshon Lattimore. Second most targeted corner on the Commanders, thrown at 18 times. Has given up 11 receptions, allowing 172 yards and a touchdown. So the numbers aren't great. I'm not going to deny that at all. But the bigger issue with Marshon Lattimore is this. I think his play overall, if you're looking at it objectively, he's been shaky at times. What I think makes it look worse, what I think puts it under the microscope, is that in the moments that he's giving up these plays, they're critical moments in the game. They're third downs. They're big plays on third downs given up. There are penalties by him on third down. And the moments in which he is having his lapses is kind of coloring how we're viewing Marshon Lattimore, in my opinion. Do I think he's this team's best corner right now? Probably not. I think Trey Amos has earned that through the first month of the season. But I don't think he is the singular issue with the secondary. I don't think Quan Martin has played worth a damn at safety to this point, if I'm being frank about it. From missed tackles to having his eyes in the wrong place, he hadn't been great either. So I get it. There's frustration surrounding the secondary. Folks want different. Folks want more. But to me, to put it all on Marshon Lattimore, I just simply don't think that it's fair.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This question was brought up yesterday in the press conference when Dan Quinn spoke. DQ had this to say about if teams are targeting Marshon Lattimore. We'll get you that here momentarily. My bad, Ann. I kind of threw that on you real quickly. But that's the conversation right now with this team, with this defense. That is the main talking point that we continue to hear over and over and over again, is the woes of this secondary. And now, and really it's been this way, the whole time. Now, people are putting Marshon Lattimore under the microscope. Here is DQ on if teams are targeting Marshon Lattimore.
When you play middle field coverage, like both corners, you know, get targeted to where you go. Sometimes it's their matchup, sometimes it's ours. I don't feel that's been the case. And then the second part, can you repeat? So I'd say there's, when you play corner and you play offensive tackle, like there's a lot of plays that go good that go unnoticed, and there's one that goes up top, and it's like there's one or there's a sack, and like that's part of, you know, living life, you know, outside. And what I do know about him, like this is one competitive guy, and like he's always down for the challenge and for the fight. And so I'm looking forward to working with him again this week and as we get rocking again.
He's always down for the challenge. I love the way DQ put it, though. Tackle and corner. Notice how the Josh Connelly dialogue is over the last 2 weeks because you're just not hearing his name called. I think Dan Quinn put it beautifully. It's not like, let me go look back at last week's box score real quick so I can really give you the concrete example that I'm trying to give here. Michael Penix had 20 completions on Sunday. And there weren't 20 completions on Marshon Lattimore. That's my whole thing. Dan Quinn put it beautifully. Couldn't have said it better myself. We're only focusing on the negative plays with Marshon Lattimore. What about the plays where he's sticky as hell in coverage and isn't giving up deep shots to Drake London? What about those plays? I think those plays deserve credit as well. As much flack as he is catching for the big plays he's giving up, we're not seeing the same amount of praise for the pass breakups that he's had, for, you know, the times that he has been sticking in coverage. I am not giving up on Marshon Lattimore. I would not, to answer the question, I would not bench Marshon Lattimore in favor of moving Mike Sainristil to the outside. It would not be something that I choose to do. It just wouldn't. There is more, or plenty rather, of opportunity for Marshon to improve, to better himself, to play better. And I think it starts this week. But as I continue to say, and the coaches have said it here as well, this pass rush has got to help the secondary out. They're not getting home consistently enough. They're just not. Oh, unless it's the Giants or the Raiders. That's the thing that's continuing to frustrate me. We show up and show out against bad offensive lines. What are you going to do when a group ain't scared of you? What are you going to do when you're facing a real legitimate NFL offensive line? Because whatever the hell the Raiders and the Giants put on tape, I mean, I'm not sure if those were NFL pros that Washington was going against. 301-230-0980 is the number. Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Pod, joins us next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.